Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Yisrael. Welcome to the first day of the week. All Israelites be on notice. We on our way home. Brother Donnie, if you can hear me, please push one. I won't even ask everybody else. I know he on here. Praise Yah. Thank you so much. Shalom, shalom. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be here today. One more day in the land of the living and expecting great things from Yah. ready to go home. It is going to be a marvelous day. So I'm just want to say shalom, shalom. I really enjoyed that call yesterday. It was right on point. The thing, sometimes you just need to reiterate things so that you understand what it is and encourage your soul to know that this is not all there is. Hallelujah. All praise to the Most High God. All right, so I'm just going to ask anybody and everybody if you have something you want to share. Because, you know, I was checking on the news on the other day, and I saw where Tennessee flooded. Everybody, I want to know where Brother Jeremiah is. Is he on here? I haven't heard from Brother Jeremiah in a long time. I'm going to have to check and see if he's all right. If you out there, shalom, shalom, my brother. We've been praying for you. Just want you to know that you was in my spirit. I just want to make sure everything was good. I'll be sending you a text message or an email or something. All right, hold on. Let me get this mic open. Area code 470, your mic is open. What would you like to say to the community at large?
Shalom, everyone. I just wanted to follow up on two things that we brought up yesterday. One, regarding those sneakers. To my understanding, they are not able to ship them out, so the people won't get them. I hope that remains the case because of the lawsuit with Nike. But secondly, and more importantly to me, is DMX. He shared something. I never saw this before, but this speaks to, for me personally, because of what happened to my family members who were the same age as DMX was when it happened to him. He said he was 14 years old, and somebody he looked up to gave him a laced marijuana with crack, and that started this brother struggle. I don't know how many of you ever listened to DMX, but I used to, and he always, you could hear the battle in him in search for the Most High. And so that right there spoke to me. It hit me because so many people I know were introduced to that drug in the same way, and it has been devastating upon them. And I hope that we really begin to see payback, if you will, because of what happened and how much it devastated communities like what I grew up in.
Hallelujah. I agree with you 100%. You know, I've been praying for him. I've been asking Yah to turn his situation around, you know, and to give him another chance if it's Yah's will. If he doesn't, some of the people that we see leaving the earth, we'll see him in the regeneration. But, yeah, it's diabolical. There's no other word for it but diabolical. All the things that have happened to us is diabolical because it was designed and programmed to destroy a group of people. We have been public enemy number one from the very beginning when Yah chose us. So, and it's gone down through centuries and centuries and centuries of people that have just pillaged and just destroyed us as a people, and everybody stands back like they haven't done anything wrong. All of the drugs was pre-designed for the black neighborhood, and they put them in our neighborhood, and they destroyed some good brothers and some good sisters, you know, and it was terrible how this was designed. And one thing we have to remember is the enemy is real. And we have to know that we're more of a threat to him than any other people on this earth because we're the ones that are attached to Yah. And it's really, really a sad situation. You know, when I was younger, I was in some relationships with some brothers that I really liked. I mean, I really did. I saw myself having a future with them, but that crack, it just took them. I watched them just deteriorate. I watched them, and there was nothing that I can do, and I didn't understand. I just thought it was weed. I'm like, why come you can't just stop? And they used to tell me, if anybody ever offers you this, they are not your friends. So it's done a number on us, and you know, and there's no – fixing it, no kind of way. There's no way to get repentance for that, no kind of way, because you there. Those are the things that the Most High is going to pay you back for. That kind of stuff right there. It destroyed a whole generation. And you look at these kids now that have grown up in that era, that was born in that era, you know, and you just have to pray for these children, because the things that we had and the things that they missed out on, you know, the whole family structure and the importance of family and all that kind of stuff, is you can see it. There's no connection. It's almost like there's a connection missing because they had to grow up on their own. You know, mom and daddy was strung out. Grandma had to raise them, and grandma was old, and sometimes they went in foster care. I took care of those children when I was a foster parent. And those kids just didn't understand, you know, my mom's on drugs. I can't get this. I don't understand. That's why, you know, I never talked about their parents. You know, I never put them down. I never did that because I know, you know, as a community, it takes a village. And it really does. But they're going to pay for that. And I know they don't, nobody want to hear that. But, and I'm talking about those higher ups that made those decisions. They're going to pay for that. And they probably already paying for it, because maybe some of their children is strung out on that methamphetamine and that fentanyl and all the heroin and stuff. And now they got all kind of laws and all kind of, they suing the drug companies and all kind of stuff now. But we had to deal with it, and it was deliberately distributed in our neighborhood. It was. Sad. Hold on. Brother Donnie, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to say is that if we read the scriptures right, you understand, it tells us that the Almighty sent them people down on us, of no people, a people void of understanding, that has no compassion or consideration for the young and the old. And so, and we got to understand that Esau has a vendetta, and Ishmael.
Yep.
In Psalm 83 gives you the breakdown of those nations that going to keep us from ever becoming a nation again. So
that's true.
You know, you understand now. You understand. You know, I have a. You know, I say to myself most times. You understand, it's not all our fault, even though. You understand, we disobeyed the Almighty. These people were cruel from the inception. They were real, real horrible people, you know. And so, you know, and being that they had this vendetta, you understand, Esau, and they still have they still holding this vendetta, you understand? Because they did not get the blessing, and they, you know, so it's, you know, they just. These people are cool, man. You got to understand who you're dealing with. You understand? And it's not all our fault, but we must take the responsibility of what part we played in it. You understand? We disobeyed the Almighty Yah. You understand? We hurt the Almighty dearly to His heart when we was in 13 captivities. You understand? And we didn't change a lick, man. We said we did. We cried unto the Almighty, and He came and got us out of the mess that we put ourselves in. You understand? And so, you know, it reads that we were going to be chastened for 400 years. He's going to tear that butt up for 400 years. You understand? But I'm not sure whether or not the Almighty knew who he probably knew the people that He was going to send down on us. You understand? You know, you know, and I'm sure that he's hurting, you understand, real bad, because He didn't want us to get beat like we was getting beat, you understand, or like we still are beaten. Does anybody think that we out of slavery as of yet? Are we out of slavery? They always say that, you know, slavery was back there then. I don't think that we've been out of slavery as of yet, myself.
No. Mm-mm. Everybody has to belong to a country somewhere.
Yeah.
You just can't wander around as a bunch of nomads because you'll have no support. That's how he has this thing set up and designed. So you have to belong to one of these countries. And unfortunately for us, that was already designed and picked for us with the transatlantic slave trade. So we do belong to the United States of America until Yah says otherwise.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, you can get a passport and you can go live somewhere else, but you're still going to be considered an American.
Yeah, that is correct. That is dead. I was just wondering, man, because... Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt you if you had something more to say.
No, I was finished.
Yeah, I was just wondering why, you know, whether or not, man, you know, because we hear... Our so-called leaders talking about slavery ended. You understand? You know, this and that and the other. But we don't run nothing. We got people in the Congress, senators in the Congress, or congressmen. No, not yeah, congressmen. You understand? I never heard them speak up on the killings and murders of our people. Have you? Has anybody heard them? You understand?
Nope.
You understand? I'm, you know, so they just in there getting a paycheck, they ain't saying nothing. You understand? I mean, you know, so we, you know, how could, I mean, and see, one other thing here, too, is that we continuously being murdered and killed, you understand, with impunity. You understand? Nobody's paying no price for what they have done or what they do to our people. And it's heartbreaking to see our brothers, you understand, being shot down, suffocated, you understand, you know, or beat even. They beat these brothers, you understand, bloody, man, you understand, and then have the audacity to tell them, well, I'm going to sue him because he bled on my shoes or my uniform. And they was the one that caused it. Boy, these people is cruel, boy, you understand. And what they say out their mouth all the time, they you know, you understand? You know, where's the laws for these things? Where's the laws at, you understand, for what they say? You know, oh, man. So, from my estimate, we haven't gotten out of slavery as of yet. You understand? I mean, I don't see that. You understand? Of course, they give us a few little perks because they want to give us the appearance of them doing something. But for the most part, they haven't done a thing, you understand, to help us or to put us back whole, you understand. They got this thing about restoration, you understand. Every country that they dealt, that they feel like they dealt wrong with, they always got some sort of reparations, you understand. When it comes to us, they can't find a way to deal with us. They deal with us the same way you dealt with them Jews. You understand? They want to give us all kinds of excuses. Well, we can't find the original slave, you understand, that originally was a slave, you understand? So, you understand, we just be doing that fruitlessly. But that don't make no sense to me, man, because they could set up a fund. You understand what I'm saying? And they deal with us the way they dealt with them Jews. And we didn't owe, America did not owe the Jews a damn thing, not one thing. You understand? So, you know, it's just, so we not free, you understand, or we not out of slavery as of yet. And I relinquish the mic.
All right, I agree with you 100%. I'm here with you listening 100%. It's the truth. I mean, but you know what? The beautiful thing about it is it won't last for always.
Yeah.
We turned a major corner.
Yeah.
Everybody has expectations. We waiting on y'all. Y'all know we waiting on him. You know, and we just have to trust that his word is true and he does not lie. So, you know, it's a matter. And I hope, I have a hope that in my lifetime I will be able to experience and be a part of, you know, but just knowing that he did that, You know, that has to be enough. And the fact that we're waking up the way we are, it's a lot of people waking up.
Yep.
I mean, a whole lot of people. It's more people than we know that have awakened to the truth as to who they are. You know, and it what it does is it gives us hope. You know, and you know, I'm so sorry that, you know, DMX and he wasn't able to be able to fight that demon, because I'm telling you, you know, I know people who have kicked the crack habit. I know people, men and women, that have kicked the habit. They don't do it anymore. You know, but it's something, you know, that we need Yah. That's all I can tell you. That's why I was saying the other day when we were talking about how to combat the how to fix the family. The family can't be fixed unless Yah does it. We need him. He gave us those laws on purpose. We need him to show us how to be a people, how to be a nation, a righteous nation, you know, and those are the things that we have adopted here that some people have struggles with. You know, me, myself, that's not my issue. I don't want to walk around high all the time. I don't want to be high, period. That's just not my struggle. But I have other things that I struggle with. That's just not it. But we got to be able to get some control over who we are and what we do. Because I've seen DMX read the scriptures and say, you know, I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and that's all I have to do, and that's done, and I let you come into my life. Well, it's got to be more to it than that, because there has to be something and a power that helps you combat the things that we have attached ourselves to, you know. And if those are things, that's what I was telling everybody when we were doing that lesson about the things that we have gotten ourselves into. We all have a struggle, and it is a struggle, but we all have to use some sort of discipline to help to win the struggle, because we all struggling with something.
Well, Sister Yaina, you know, they say in the program is that you must relinquish yourself from the people, places, and things. If you're still going to have those same guys hanging around with you, you understand, or still make yourself available, make that stuff available for you, you understand, you're not going to get clean, period. You understand? You know, so... You understand? It says, you know, that you got to get rid from around those people, places, and things. You understand? I know it's difficult to cut loose your buddy. You understand? You know, but your buddy is distributing the thing to you all the time. So, you know, you got to, you know, that's what it says. You know?
And that's true. And that is true. And you know what? I had somebody tell me, I know a lot of functioning crack addicts. They work every day. They smoke crack, but they go to work every day. And my response to them was, I don't want those people around me, because I've been around a crack addict before, and I know how that happens. I know what happens with that. And I don't want that. I want somebody that is trying to kick the habit, because, you know, and like you said, those are people who don't want to stop.
Yeah.
They
see, there's another thing, too, is that, you know, I don't know nobody that's doing that as functional addict. You understand? That only happens in the beginning. You understand? Where you know, you can go to work. You understand? Wait till the weekend. You understand? You know, the weekend turns into a Wednesday.
I don't have an addiction. I don't have an addiction, but I've seen people with addictions. And that's, I remember there was a period in my prayer life when a staple of my prayer was to pray for my brethren and sisters who were battling with some things like addiction and stuff like that, that they so badly wanted to be freed from but could not. Because I know, so DMX is one person. I don't know what it is to be 14. And this, just when we talk about the concept of arrested development by itself, but to be 14 and to have crack. I've seen the effects of it, and I've seen a couple of people come off of it, but I've seen people that still battling right now to this day from the time they were 14 or 15. I've seen it. I don't know what that does to you. I don't know what other factors are at play, spiritually speaking. I also know somebody who, another one who, now it's not drug related at all. She don't do drugs, none of that. But there's some serious spiritual stuff going on. Like, she's always praying, but she's cuckoo. I don't want to say cuckoo, but something's off. And she loves God seemingly, constantly, you know, praying and but just very off. So there's an imbalance somewhere. Demonic at something. And she's exposed herself to a lot of things, too, prior to coming here. But throughout it all, there's this battle. So those are the kind of things that I say I bring to the Father. And I say, Abba, this is for you to deal with. You know, but I'm just, it's when it's on me, I bring it to him. And there's just so much. These things help me be mindful of the fact that there's so much. I can't even fathom what's going on. And I just pray, you know, for those who are being impacted by it. And I know that's what I say. Well, that's something for the Most High, because it's a way above anything I can offer.
Yeah. Thank you for that, sister. I truly appreciate what you said. You understand? But, you know, see, our struggle is different than that crack cocaine. That crack cocaine is designed to destroy you, kill you.
Yep.
You understand? And so for our problem, you understand, we can back away from it at some point, you know, and become clean of it. You understand? But that crack cocaine, that's something that it's amazing. I want to know who in the hell could sit back and think about how they put that together. You understand? You know, that's insanity right there. Somebody put that together. You understand? But, you know, you understand, you got to be just you got to have the willingness to want to be able to not to be about that. If it's prayer that's working for you, keep praying. You understand? Whatever it is that's working for you to keeping you off of that particular disease, they say it's a disease. I'm not sure that I can agree with that. You know, a disease, you understand, is something different than a chemical. You understand that a disease, you understand, is something, you know, you can relate it to a rash that you can't get rid of. You understand? But a chemical, if you take that chemical and it changes your mind, heart, and soul, you understand what I'm saying? That's the chemical. That's not a disease. That's just my opinion. Hallelujah.
Yeah, and also, you know, when you really, you know, when you think about it, madness is a part of the curse.
Okay.
You know, that mental illness is a part of the curse. In Deuteronomy 28, it said that we will be struck with madness.
That is
correct. And that's also a chemical imbalance in the brain.
Absolutely.
You know, so there's a lot to pray for. Like I said, we will never stop praying. You know, I just sat on the edge of the bed the other day and just looked up in just exhaustion, like, you know, here I come again. I mean, you know, I hate to be the one always asking for something, you know, but when you look at the state of the people, we can't stop praying for people. We need your help. We need your help in people's finances. We need your help in marriages. We need your help in addictions. We need your help in domestic abuse. We need your help, and it's constant.
Okay.
You know, and that's all a part of the curse. Those are the things that we deal with in this society. We, like I said again, we have been public enemy number one for centuries.
Okay.
Centuries, okay? Empires after empires after empires have done a number on the children of Israel.
That is correct.
I'm serious. I mean, and this ain't no old poor pitiful me. This is a proven fact.
Yep.
that when you go down through the empires in the earth, we have been there somewhere, either building them and being mistreated or just being mistreated and pillaged. It's been us.
That is absolutely correct.
You know, and it's like, man, I'm glad that I'm on the tail end of this thing, because, I mean, this is a lot to have to endure.
That's amazing. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And we have to watch it, and there's nothing we can do but pray. And it's like, God, we need your help to help. We need your help. We can't do this without you. This is bigger than us. You know, and watching our young kids kill each other, and you know, our family members committing suicide, and you know, and they strung out on dope, and it's like, what? Let me tell you something. I couldn't get past somebody cooking the stuff up in their kitchen. I'm like, I'm not smoking nothing nobody is cooking up in their kitchen. You know, and I'm telling you, I've been around it. I've been around it. When I tell you I've been around it, I've been around it, and I was just astonished at the whole concept. You know, but there are people that make it through, and there are people that are hurting because they're having a hard time making it through. But I'm here to tell you, you can make it through it. It is the enemy. That is the enemy. That is the enemy keeping your mind and your will in prison. That's what it is. It's not, you know, and everybody says, well, you don't understand, it's stronger. You know, I've had young people tell me even about struggling with homosexuality. You know, and I have to tell, I get all kind of people. And they be like, it's stronger than me. It's something pulling me. You don't understand. It's stronger than me. And I'm like, well, you have to fight it. You cannot give in to it. You can't just give in to anything, whether it's food, whether it's drugs, whether it's desire to be a homosexual, whether it is desire to cheat, whatever it is, there's going to be a time when you have to say no. And struggle and detox through it. I know it's hard, but I've seen people do it. So I know it can be done. I smoked 2.5 packs of cigarettes a day. I did. For years. 2.5 packs of cigarettes a day. I just stopped. And it was because, and I'm not knocking anybody that smokes. I'm not saying that is a bad thing. But for me, it became a health issue, and I stopped. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. I went through a process. I was rolling them for a while. And I mean, I went through a serious process of being addicted to nicotine. I was addicted to it. It's a drug. And I just stopped one day.
That is correct, Sister Yaina. See, but you couldn't call that a disease. What it is a chemical deficiency. You understand?
It is.
Where you depended on a chemical, you understand?
Yeah.
And see, that's another thing here, too, is I don't know whether in ancient times did they smoke or not. I don't know that. But I know that they got companies that make cigarettes. You understand? Because they know that them cigarettes will sell, you understand, and it becomes addictive, you understand, and they'll make money. So, but I don't know, in ancient times, did they smoke cigarettes? Or use tobacco?
I don't know. I'm sure they did.
No, but nothing new under the sun.
Huh?
I'm sure they did.
I don't know, but nothing's new under the sun.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. You understand? But anyway, man, it's not a disease to smoke cigarettes because this is a chemical deficiency. That crack cocaine is a chemical deficiency. It's made up in a lab.
So is. And cooked in somebody's kitchen.
Yeah, you understand, you know, so you know, it's not a disease. A disease is completely different. It's a different thing from my perspective, you understand. I don't believe it's a disease. I know it's a chemical deficiency.
And guess what? I was watching a program the other day because I work from home, so I get to watch YouTube a lot. And there's a sheriff on there from Polk County in Florida, and he has a YouTube page. He said they rushed about 20 inmates to the hospital. All of them got sick. He was like a couple of them was close to death, and they didn't know what it was. Now, listen to this crazy stuff. The inmates figured out how to spray bug spray, Raid, on paper, on regular paper, and then their girlfriends or whatever would mail them a letter with the paper saturated with Raid, and then these brothers would smoke the paper, smoking the chemical of the Raid, so they could get. Now, you know, that has to be a person that is not mentally stable.
Yep. I agree with you.
Well, you know, finding.
Say again, sis?
No, I was just going to say, you know, the scripture says, you know, we find new ways to be evil. That's a part of it. But while you were talking, Sister Yaina, the last time, the thought just hit me. I'm so grateful that the Most High kept me from so much because
yes.
It was nothing that was done. I've been exposed to so much, but he kept me. And so I'm just so grateful that I don't have some of the testimonies of some people, and my battles weren't as difficult as some other people because it wasn't me. It wasn't something wonderful about me. It's his decisions were, he made it so. And so I'm just grateful for that.
And guess what? I lived with somebody that was a crack addict. Loved him dearly, but I couldn't do it. There was nothing, and there was nothing stopping me from smoking it. But he was the one that told me, if anybody ever offers you this, they are not your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. And I was like, well, why come you can't stop? He was like, it's very difficult to do. Very difficult to do. And, you know, and you think about inmate smoking Raid. when you are a person, to me, and this is just my opinion, when you are a person that has to be high, there are other things going on that you haven't addressed.
That is correct.
It's something else. It's something going on that you haven't dealt with that you need to deal with in your life. I mean, you know, because all of us had our experiences with weed. If everybody wanted to tell the truth, we'd be like Bill Clinton. We smoked, but we didn't inhale. We'd let that be that. You know, we all had our moments with that. You know, some people went further and did cocaine and drank and did whatever they did. You know, but when you're a person that has to continually be high in order to function in life, there are other things that you're not dealing with that need to be dealt with.
Absolutely.
Because for
Absolutely.
You to smoke Raid, and he said they would like to roll it up and put it in something and put it up against the light for the light to catch it on fire, and they would smoke it through the paper. And he said one of the inmates almost died.
The question in my mind is asking, what gave them the impression that you could get high? What made them think that they could get high? I don't think so. I don't think anything like that's rote spray. You know what I'm saying?
Spray.
They think that when they before the roast dies, the roast gets high.
I mean, it's really something. You know, when you think about it psychologically, there is something wrong. When you can't function unless you're walking around high.
There is. And, you know, the fact that they know there's something toxic in there that kills the bugs. So that's probably, you know, that they came up with, well, if it kills them, it can probably get me high. I mean, people doing all kind of crazy stuff, but that is why I'm like, Abba, please come and get your people.
There's
such a cleansing that needs to happen, and I know this is a movie, but one of the things that hit me so hard with that movie, The Black Panther, was when the Killmonger character got killed, or stabbed, and the Black Panther was like, we can heal you, you know, and I'm not talking about how they would heal, but my mind immediately went to when we get to that place, the healing that will take place is so much of what the Most High people need. Our people are so sick. They are sick in so many ways, and I am just looking for him to deal with us. He's got to get us away and deal with us. And those who belong to him and those who are going to do it will do it. And those who don't, them rebels, he's going to deal with them. But our people need a break. We have not had a break from destruction. We've got to get away and let him deal with us. That's just my, that's so heavy in my heart.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
You turn is something. It's something, you know, and it's like, no, you know, we're too great of a people. We've been introduced to so much crap. I mean, crap, you know, and it's just like we're too great of a people to let ourselves be manipulated. What gets me is the TV. I get so pissed off because, you know, we have to stop following them. Everything they see on television, our people do. And it's not just the young people. It's people my age and your age and Brother Donia's age that are mimicking what they see on these televisions. And they do their hair the same way. They eye color the same way. They tattooing up their bodies. They looking crazy. I mean, it's just, it's like, no, we are, you know what, I can't stress it enough. We are royalty. And we have just been manipulated and subliminal messaged to death.
Yep.
I'm serious, we are royalty. When you see the Queen of England and the Prince of Wales and all, that's us. We just black people. We are royalty, true royalty. And we look a mess. It's like, you're right. It's like, wow, look at the damage that has been done to the royal house of Israel. It's just, it's terrible. They got earrings in the middle of their nose like cow pokes. I mean, it's like, when do you say enough? They got orange hair and they got yellow hair and they got green hair and it's like, when is it enough?
Yeah. You know that guy that y'all are talking about that did those sneakers, you understand? He's a country western singer.
Yeah.
And I think that he had announced that he was homosexual.
He has. And he came out. He did.
Yeah, and they shunned him. The country western people shunned him to the point where he had to change his denomination on that.
and you know what's so sad about that is that, and I don't condone any of it, but it's all bad. We got to work on ourselves. We got to get ourselves together. I hate to see our people in the condition that we're it's like we robots. It really is. I've never seen a bunch of robotic people in my life with free choice, and they choose to do the stuff that really has no substance to it. And nobody wants to know Yah. It's just like we're in a microwave society. It's just like whatever goes, it's fine. If this is the way it is, it's just the way it is. And you just have to deal with the way it is because this is how we're doing it now. And it's like, no, I just want to say, stop. Everybody just stop and freeze everybody in place and say, take a look at the way you're living your life. Take a look at the things that matter. Because the things, and it's like everybody is, but you know what? It has to do with social media. It's just, and Malcolm say it all the time. She'd be like, you know what? When the mark come out, it ain't going to be hard for people to take the mark because they do everything else everybody else does. All they got to do is let a movie star step up and present it, and everybody's going to go running after it. The devil ain't going to have no hard time collecting folks and having people on his side because these people don't want to get to know Yah. And it's like, okay, give me God, however you give me God, whoever you say God is, I'll deal with God. And as long as God can come to me on my terms, I can go to church and we can shout and we can spit and do all the things that we need to do, but I don't want anything else. I don't want you to tell me that this is bad. I want you to tell me over here that I ain't supposed to be doing this. I don't want you to tell me, because God has to understand that I'm only human. And if God can take me on those terms, then I'll worship God. And that is how these people think.
Well, Sister Yaina, you got to understand this, is that the Almighty took himself out this equation. When he allowed us to go into this captivity, he took himself out of this paradigm. And so throughout all of, you know, like we've been subjugated and for 2,500 years, including this captivity, I want to say. You understand? And we have not known the Almighty. The Almighty has not shown himself unto us, you understand, in any way that we want the Almighty to show himself the way we want him to show us, the way that the Christianity, you understand, is 98% Christianity in the whole earth. 98, you understand, and that's including all these other denominations of religion and et cetera, you understand. So, but the Almighty, you understand, is only dealing with maybe 2%. We might be just 2% of the population of the earth that understands the true and living Elohim. You understand, you know, and that he doesn't have to come and show himself. We understand that he's in existence. You understand? But the most people, you understand, they've been wanting to have somebody, you understand, Mike, and you made it very, very plain that they want a God that they don't have to do nothing. You don't want that God to tell you nothing, you understand, or how what you need to do in your life to straighten it out. You understand? They just want him. Oh, he's, you know, however that happens, you understand? You know, and so, you know, you understand, that Almighty took itself out the equation, man, you understand? And now we, you know, but the Almighty always, you know, he always came back and got his people throughout all of this stuff. He loves us. Even though he turned his back on us, man, we are his people, and there's nothing and you can't take that away from him. He can get pissed off with us because of our doings. Hallelujah.
That's true. That is so very true. And it's a lot. That's why we still on the radio. We still talking. When y'all was setting the show today, I was just thinking, like, you've been on here a long time. You and Brother Donia and the group has been on here a long time. But it's to stay consistent. You know,
that's
to
right.
Let people know that we're going to be here. As long as the Most High allow us to do it, we're going to be here, because somebody has to be here.
Absolutely.
To tell the world it's going to be all right. We're going to make it. We're getting through this. You know, never let nobody tell you can't do it. Yes, you can do it. You can do it, and we're going to help to pray and help you get through it, because we've all been through it, and you'll make it through just like we did.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I remember when we just had maybe 6 people.
Y'all did. Y'all did.
I remember you saying, man, I need a break. I need to quit. You understand? I told you got to be consistent with this thing. You got to do it. You understand?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of times I got burned out too. You understand? But we got to have somebody that's going to carry the Lord, carry the torch. You understand?
That's right.
For our people to understand. You understand? Even if we just catch one person a week, one person a year, you understand what I'm saying? Until the Almighty come get us. Because I believe in my heart, we ain't the only people that's talking, that's trying to help our people out of this mess. You understand?
Oh, no, all praises to all the groups that put forth effort.
We got help, you understand? So it's going to be, you know, our God is our Elohim, and there's nothing that you can say about it. You understand? He's our God, and he's gonna get us out this mess. We just gotta be consistent, and we gotta be loyal to the Almighty. Hallelujah!
You gotta stick and stay. You do gotta stick and stay, and that's in anything you do, you know. But excuse me, it's It's been a journey, you know, but it's been a good journey. You know, it's been a good journey. And you know how we know that, you know, our labor is not in vain is because we hear the other nations talk about the things that we're talking about, you know. So all praises be to the Most High Yah. You know, it's a blessing to be able to be here and to have Yah use us the way he's using us. You know, and it's only him. It's the only reason why we're here is because of him. You know, but like I said, you do it. If, you know, we don't commit suicide and we don't do those things because we have a hope. We have something to look forward to that no other nation can proclaim.
Absolutely.
No, he loves us.
I love the Almighty, man, because he allows me to see things way down the road. He said,
yeah.
Man, if you do that, man, it's not going to hurt you today, but down the road, you understand? It's going
right.
to hit you down the road. You understand what
right.
I'm saying? You know, so I'm grateful for that aspect alone. You understand? Let alone he gave us laws and statutes and dietary laws. That's so magnificent in comparison to what they got now. Oh, man. You understand?
Yeah, they eat it all. Malcolm was just telling me that the other day. She was like, you know, I was out with some of our family members at a restaurant. She said, and all of them ordered the wrong food.
I know that's right.
I said, I bet you that was interesting. She said, everybody was eating unclean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know it's a difficult task, man, but you got to stay. You got to stick and stay to your beliefs and your understandings. You
yeah,
because
yeah.
that's what's going to work for you in the long run. You
yeah.
My nephew told me, he said, I was saying that my grandson, and I only have one grandson, and I just found out that I had a grandson from my oldest son. And he said he wanted to come down and see me, and he wanted to see me before I pass away. So my nephew told me, he said, man, you ain't going nowhere. You understand? You're going to be outbeat them guys. You understand? And mm-hmm. that's because I'm trying to stay here. I'm trying to be with the Almighty as best I possibly can in the condition
yeah.
that I'm in. You understand? And my condition is that I'm here in a captivity, you understand, that wants to kill us all off. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So. You understand? I trust that the Almighty is going to watch over me. You understand? And all I want is 20 more because I want to see us established in our land in 20 years. I mean established, not trying to build a society. I want us to be established, 10 years of us getting over there and 10 years of establishing ourselves in our land where all the nations will know that the Almighty is our God. He's been watching over us all of this long time. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He brought us back to our land. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, I was with my grandson today, and he tickled me. I asked him today, I said, have you found a girlfriend yet? He was like, no, Grandma. I said, why? He said, because you can't see him. He was like, you got to stand 6 feet apart from everybody in school and everybody wearing a mask, so you don't know what they look like.
Okay.
He said, you a mess. He said, you can't. I said, we're going to be wearing masks from now on.
I understand. And that might be
like,
a good thing for that young man.
It might be a good thing. Sure, it might be. You know, it's because like, he real laid back. He don't get excited over nothing. And he was like, nope, because you can't see him. Everybody's 6 feet away from each other and, you know, whatever. And I'm like, wow. You know, I just thought it was cute because he was like, you can't. They wearing masks. Everybody got masks on. I said, well. You know, that might, like you said, it might be a good thing, you know, but we just got to try to steer them in the right direction. We got to steer them in the right direction, and I try. You know, without being overbearing, I try. I really do. I don't push this thing. And, you know, my oldest daughter, their mom, she's coming around. You know, certain things she don't do no more. She's coming around. I don't say a whole lot. If they ask me a question, I tell them, but I keep it moving, you know. But it's hard in this society. Y'all have to be the one to do it because it's so many things that's coming at them every day.
And you said the right thing. You said the right thing. It has to be the Almighty that's going to bring us back home. That's going to straighten this mess out. We can't do it. You understand? We are inundated with all of this stuff, all of this nonsense, stupidity, and asinine. Oh, man. How are we going to do that? If it don't be for the Almighty, yeah, you understand what I'm saying, that grabbed you and took you aside, you understand, and made you understand that what the laws and statutes and commandments are, and, you know, the dietary laws, you understand, and moralities, you understand, you know, we would be lost as a nation. We'd be gone
by
now.
Yes. Because guess what? We in the midst of a nation that don't even know nothing about it, and we watching it. We watching it implode from the inside out.
That is correct.
Are we living in the midst of a nation that knows nothing about Yah and totally ignores him, and it's imploding from the inside out? I mean, the seams is busting. And you know, you got on a shirt that's too small and the seams start to busting. Eventually, it's going to unravel and blow.
That is correct. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ain't like this forever. There's no way it's going to survive. You know, they talking about sending out new stimulus checks. Somebody said they was talking about giving money every month. I'm like, they just printing money, boy, like it ain't nothing. Like, Jesus. And you know that can't keep going on. They talking about
I just want them to send me the check that everybody got that I ain't received. You understand? Just send me that. Anything, I won't worry about the rest of them. You understand? I know, you understand, but because I've already overextended my checking account. You understand? I've already done that. I just need them to send me that so I can catch up. If I catch up,
right,
I'm fine. You understand?
I know a lot of people who don't have it, and it is still coming. It's definitely coming. They just at a slow pace doing it. But they're also talking about forgiving, what, $10,000 of the student loan, or is it $50,000? I think, I'm not quite sure, but they're talking about forgiving student loans, because who can afford to pay that stuff back?
I know that's right. You understand?
And that's
the problem, man. People took out those student loans and ain't got a job now. And they're being hounded by them people. When you going to get that money? We going to make you credit bad. When you going to get that? And they don't have the job that they went to school for. They don't have no job.
Right.
They got more. Excuse me?
I say you're right, exactly.
You understand? I think that's a situation that went awry. You understand? You know, I don't think that anybody on this God green earth that needs to go to college, you understand, in order to get a better job. I think that they, you know, that from my perspective, I think that vocal education is better than college, myself.
Yep. Now listen to this. It says IRS, this is USA Today, IRS says more stimulus checks on the way. Now watch what it says. It says, but when will seniors, others on Social Security, get their COVID payment? So the fact that you haven't gotten your payment doesn't mean you won't get one. They're just slow about getting it. It says more stimulus checks are on the way through direct deposit and the mail. The IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, and U.S. Treasury said Monday that the next batch of economic impact payments will be issued this week, with many coming as paper checks or prepaid debit. It says some direct deposits began processing Friday with an official pay date of Wednesday, March the 24th. Additional payments are expected to be released on a weekly basis going forward, the IRS said in a new release. It says the IRS continues to send the third round of stimulus payments in record time. It says since this new set of payments will include more mail payments, we urge people to carefully watch their mail for a check or a debit card in coming weeks. The checks arrivals come amid a recovering economy. Many Americans are eager for the cash, either to make up for income lost during the COVID pandemic or to spend on dining out, travel, and in some cases to invest in a booming stock market. So they're going to be sending out, weekly stimulus checks in order to stimulate the economy. And where are they getting money from?
They just printing more money, you understand, and increasing the deficits, you understand. But the thing is with me, you know, that's what they call that. They call that a snow in the people, you understand. Make you think you're getting something and you're getting nothing, you understand. You hear what you said, March the 4th. You know what the day is?
The 24th, March the 24th.
Okay, March the 24th. Do you know what the day is? The day is April the 3rd. You
the
understand?
4th.
Huh?
Right. Today is the 4th.
Today is the 4th? Okay.
Yes.
Today is the 4th. You understand? That's 20 days prior to what they say it. Post to what they say it. You understand? Somebody said that we was going to get it on the 7th. You understand? You understand? That's snowing the people. You understand? Give them hope. You understand? And they come up with another story next week or this week or something like that. Well, you know, certain other things had happened, got in the way. That's a bunch of nonsense to me. You understand? Because when they had those checks, all they had to do was press a button for Social Security insurance, you understand, and any other people that had their direct deposit. They did it the last time. What's the problem today? They snowing the people, giving the people some hope, you understand. You know, the only thing that I could see them doing is that Joe Biden, you understand, had, you know, because of those checks being where they at or what's next, you understand, that he going to add some more money onto it, maybe $200, maybe whatever, you understand, to them checks, and they had to go reprocess, you understand?
Right.
Now, one other thing here, too, is you got to look at Steve Mnuchin. Steve Mnuchin, you understand? I'm sure if you've been following this politics stuff, he is a major, major person. He's the financial officer, you understand, the head financial guy, you understand? And he's the same guy, you understand, that would not, under the law, you understand, that would not turn over, what's that boy's name, President Trump's taxes report. You understand? And he was supposed to do that by law. You understand? And I know he's a lousy young guy, man. You understand? But these, you know, so, you know, it gives you, takes, you understand, it gives you the chance to think about the whole situation and how things are set up. You understand? And it's not hurting just me. Everybody in Social Security has not gotten their money. They said 30 million people this time, but when they cut loose this check this time, it will be receiving their, and this is SSI, you understand, will be receiving their checks. I'm going to wait and see. But I know that these guys is a bunch of liars and thieves and murderers.
Well, you know what else they said? They also said for people who have paid taxes and unemployment that they were forgiving $10,000 worth of that unemployment tax money that you've paid. And that the IRS is also sending out, like you have a refund or something and you only got a certain amount because of the unemployment income, they're sending out the difference as to whatever your refund would have been without that $10,000. So they're doing a lot of things financially to try to keep this thing afloat. But the thing is that we have to see that this means that we're in a serious crisis. We're in a serious crisis, an economic crisis, you know, where they are printing money to keep this economy afloat. They can't keep doing this. They also extended the eviction law forbidding the landlords to evict anyone all the way up to June the 1st. And I'm like, well, what are these landlords supposed to do, and how are they supposed to pay for their properties and stuff. So it's all a big snowball because they cannot continue to keep doing this. There's no way they're going to be able to continue to do this.
Yeah, what I want to say here is that Social Security is different from tax refunds. It should be a different agency altogether. You understand? You can't mash all this stuff together and now try to figure it out. That's just my opinion. Hallelujah.
So it's a lot going on financially. It's a good thing. And then at the same time, it's a sign. Because we know that the COVID cases are rising still again. They're rising again in Ohio. Because everybody's trying to go along and keep moving like it's normal, and it's not normal. It doesn't matter who gets vaccinated or who doesn't. People are still coming down with it. They're dying from it. People are not working because of it. I mean, when you think about the hospitality industry, they're trying to open back up. They're trying to stay afloat. But every time they open back up, they get hit with another rage of people that are dying and getting sick, and they have to shut it back down again. So, I mean, you know, it's a lot that's going on. It's a lot to have to contend with. And, I mean, you know, for us, we have to see it for what it is. And, you know, it just is what it is. I mean, look at Tennessee. 10 people were literally being washed away by the flood. They said they had, I think it was 7 days of rain, or it rained so much that it overflooded the lakes and stuff, and the water just started coming up on shore. Cars were flooded. Buses flooded. People were getting out of their cars, and they was being swept away by the water. Guess what? This affects the insurance companies. All of this is affecting it. All this is happening at the same time. And it's a lot. Hold on, let me open up the mic. Area code 513, I see you, 702, I'm coming. Sister Couture, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Shalom, family. Brother Adonia, I love you, but I'm sorry. I don't want a doctor operating on me that haven't gone to school. And I know you said that it should be just word of mouth, but no. He has to go to school and play with some of them dead bodies before he come messing around with me. And also, I was following up on the money. You know, that digital currency is getting ready to come into effect. That's why they are flooding the market with all that money. They're getting ready to get rid of it. So they're going to go to the digital currency.
Looking it up. Yeah, well, that don't surprise me either. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think somebody said that Russia and China have already entered an agreement to deal with each other in that area.
And it's a couple of those Norwegian countries over there, like Sweden or Denmark or something. They're going to it. I think sometime this year, if they're not already on it, they're going to it. And it was a lady that was talking. It's a white lady that comes on television, on YouTube. I love listening to her. Her name is Lynette Edie. And she was talking about once they hit that digital currency, you're going to have a digital wallet. So they're going to tell you what to buy and sell. So they're going to say, oh, they're not eating enough pork. Well, the only way they're going to be able to spend this money is to buy pork. Oh, they're not buying enough milk. The only way they could spend this money is by having milk. And then I loved it when she said, when you go out and buy a new car, and you decide that you can't pay no more, they're going to lock her down and give you a certain amount of time to pay that car off. And if you don't, they're going to make it self-driving so it'll drive itself back to the dealership.
Wow. I can see that in the future. I can see that. I really can't see that. And I'm looking at an article that says China, listen at this. This was 19 hours ago. China set sights on a digital currency to challenge the U.S. dollar.
And the dollar gone. That's why they're trying to rush out all that money so you can buy everything you could get can to try to help the economy pick up. But they are saying since that Ever Given got hung up in the Suez Canal, they finally was able to tow it so a lot of those other ships could start getting through. I didn't understand that The reason why the Evergreen held over 20,000 cargo containers, it was because it drops, it goes from port to port. There's smaller barges waiting at those ports so it could unload their cargo and they can go to where they're going. Well, they're so late in getting to the factories that they've had to shut down factories because they don't have any products to make. They have dead animals that died on those cargo ships.
Wow. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, they was on that probably. That's what they said. They was moving animals. And I'm like, how's these animals getting water? And you know what they're going to do. They're going to kill them anyway. They're going to cut that meat up and send that meat around the world. Yes, they are.
You know it. You know it. Yep, they sure are. They don't care. They're going to make their money. And Kimberly Clark, she makes toilet paper products like Scott. They've already said expect the prices to boom. They get ready. They already are setting for all their prices to go up. So please, folks, please start getting some food. If you got a favorite you like, start stockpiling. I know it's not going to last forever, but please, please go out and get some food. I know Brother Adoni was saying about the Social Security check. I know a couple of family members just got theirs Friday. As far as their stimulus, it had been held up all this time. So they are releasing it. It's just taking forever for it to come out.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Okay.
Yes. I just wanted everything that I was about to say. I think she just said it. I just wanted to say one other thing to Brother Danya. If you want to check your status of your check, you can go to Get My Payment. It's an IRS website. They ask you to put in your information, and they'll tell you most of the Social Security checks. This is not what they're telling. I'm just saying. Most of the Social Security checks, a lot of them went out on the 24th if it was deposited in an account. They said on the 24th you would get it. And then when I looked up my status, it told me mine was going to be mailed on the 26th, and I just got it this week. So if you go and check the status, that might give you a clue also on when you might receive it. And then the other thing, I had mentioned to you all some time ago about the digital currency. I have to talk fast because I'm near an airport, and if I put you on mute real quick, it's because a plane is flying over. But anyway, I had talked to you. Here comes one. I'm sorry, guys. Just hold on one. Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. Vegas is almost back to normal here. Whatever.
Yeah, I
that
heard.
Is.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. And anyway, so they had a digital yuan since October, and we have been rushing to try to beat them, which of course we did. But China is already way ahead of us. Another thing that they're talking about while we're looking at all the payments and all this other stuff that's going on, whatever. We're on the verge of something happening as far as a war. If you start, even if you Google it and try to find out what's going on, everybody's lining up over there. And they're thinking, what it sounds like is it's going to be over Taiwan. I'm not quite sure, but we're almost at lock and load point right now. That's the second thing. The third thing. Yes, the third thing is a lot of this stuff is opening up because they've now figured out the next step. This whole lockdown was because the country was about to crash, and they needed some way to stop it and make it look like it was something else. So I'm not saying COVID wasn't real, but it was convenient. I said that before. Now, I also told you all that the banks was issued a memorandum that they had to have digital wallets for their customers by January. Didn't happen in January. I think it happened in February. But they're pretty much ready to go to start converting us slowly over into this digital. So that's now why they're opening up. We figured this out. We know how to move forward, or at least they think they have. And And so that's why things are opening up. I went to the store yesterday, and I'm following, you know how you get after 30 days, you got a routine going. So my routine was to get in the line 6 feet apart and wait for them to tell you which cashier to go to, right? A bunch of us are in line, and the line is long, and we're like, what is going on? And finally, somebody that works there comes, oh, no, 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 we're open now. You can pick any line. You don't have to stand in here. What? So they're not even restricting as far as, you know, you wait and I'll tell you which line to go to. They're not even restricting that. You can go to any line you want to, just like we used to do prior to COVID. I know they want to push this back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is not going to end well. It is not going to end well. And I'm going to put myself on mute because here comes another plane.
Okay. And also, let me add to what my sister said. My got family members been run. The plane tickets have been dirt cheap. They've been in the last month. Do you know they just now opened that middle seat up? They had the middle seats blocked up. Now they've opened them out back up. So everybody's sitting back on top of each other again.
They think it's normal. I don't understand this. Nobody's addressing that the numbers are spiking. I don't know if you all know, but Michigan is on the verge of shutting down.
Wow.
I didn't know. I know they showed a bunch of states in the red, and Ohio is in the red again because it's spiking too. Because like you said, they released everybody to get back to normal, and we're not at a normal state right now. But, I mean, you know, it's something that's not going to go away. You know, and they want you to function and try to make it the best way you can. But it's just not, it's not going anywhere. It's not.
Mm-hmm. And it's you know amazing, what? Because they started. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no, you finish. You go ahead and finish.
It's amazing because they started off saying this vaccine is not the cure, but you just won't die. Now it sounds like, hey, you can go back to normal. You're okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't know. This is bizarre. What is going on? Yeah.
This is the judgment that we're seeing. The Most High said we was going to see the judgment after the 400 years, and they don't like to hear that, and we found that out through one of the Hebrew Israelite teachers saying, stop telling people we under judgment. Well, what were we supposed to say? Because really, at the end of the day, this thing, you just can't keep doing this. Like, you can't keep printing money. You're printing money out of nowhere. It's, you're just printing money, and eventually it's going to explode.
It pretty much collapsed in 2008. It pretty much, all of this is just propping things up until we can have a smooth crash, I guess I can call it. But that's all this is. 2008, it was over.
It was over, yep.
Yeah, and now, I mean, just look at how everything has progressed since then. First, everybody was losing their houses in 2008. All of that was going on. Oh, we can't let this happen now. So now we got to pay for you to stay in your house, and we'll pay, you know, you don't have to pay rent, and you don't have to do this. And it's like, have you thought about the landlords who depend on that rent money? What about them? And I was frustrated because my job was cut to part-time before COVID. And I make just enough money that I don't qualify for anything, but not enough money to be able to survive. I'm learning through this that I have to put all my faith, all my dependency in Yah right now. And I understand why, because without that, we're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. I'm learning how to depend on him through my finances. And if I don't get this, I, you know, You show me how to survive this, because if I look at my situation, it's dire. But if I don't, I'm surviving. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing great. So yeah, this is our time to get closer. I'm putting you on mute.
And you know, they're no longer saying depression or recession. The new word is reset. So keep an ear open for the word reset.
And not only that, it's a global reset.
Yep.
So this reset is going to be all over the world. And that's that new world order thing they're talking about. And all of the central banks. Yes, I was getting ready to say all the central banks are set up for this digital currency.
And remember, everybody used to fight for the American dollar. Now nobody wants it.
Check this out. Listen.
Endless fast food courts and it's a Friday night hangout for teens. But with the rise of online retailers and the demise of the department store, it is a challenging time to be a mall owner. In November 2020, two mall owners, CBL and Associates, in Pennsylvania Real Estate Investment Trust, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection after facing increased pressure due to COVID-19. And according to a 2020 study, 25% of U.S. malls are expected to close permanently within the next 5 years.
I think COVID really accelerated trends that were already at play prior to the pandemic. It was retailers closing stores, retail bankruptcies. Retailers were looking for ways to renegotiate leases or pay less in rent.
There are going to be malls that fail, and there are going to be vacant spaces. What happens to them into the future? I just know in the Syracuse area, we have one, and the county just purchased it. I don't know what the plans are, but it's a lot of empty space and a lot of parking spaces sitting there doing nothing.
Prior to COVID-19, with consumers craving experiences over traditional brick-and-mortar retail shopping, malls were forced to pivot, offering everything from fine dining to indoor ski slopes. But the pandemic has exacerbated the challenges at malls, as social distancing has placed restrictions on stores, movie theaters, and restaurants.
You will see more malls close, you'll see more shopping centers close, but what you'll see is the winners continue to emerge.
Malls are also a huge tax driver for the communities they serve and employ a lot of people locally. So what will become of malls in America after the pandemic ends?
You know what? I know here in Cincinnati we have Northgate Mall. It's like a ghost town. It's almost like substandard stores are in there. Tri-County Mall is almost gone, closed completely. We only have, like, Kenwood Mall left is in the richer neighborhood where they it's still thriving. One. And it's like, you know, and we might have that Lebanon shopping mall out there where it's at. But it's looking pretty bleak. I mean, those malls used to be thriving, closed down. You know, Macy's closed down in Tri-County. And it's like, wow, I mean, store closings everywhere. And it's like, man, this is really, really changing the infrastructure of what we see. You know, it's really something. And then not to mention, I was watching the other day where they were saying that because people are buying things online now, that 90% of the stuff is counterfeit. Even if you get it from Amazon, if you get it from eBay, if you get it from some of the more reputable stores, that China is flooding the market with counterfeit goods. Jolly. They did a study. They did a Michael Kors study, and they had a Michael Kors shoulder bag that they used, and they had them from each one of the stores. It was like five different vendors. And they had experts to show, you know, this is a fake, this is a fake, this is a fake. So then they asked the ladies, some of the ladies in the place where they were doing it, they had the names like Amazon on one, eBay on one, some on one and stuff. She said, well, which one of these bags do you think is real? And she picked the one from Amazon. They was like, all of them is fake. From Louis Vuitton to all of the stuff. So it is definitely a try. It's very interesting to watch this. Very interesting to watch it. And I get printing money to stimulate the economy and to get people buying again, but I don't know how well that's working. I just really don't know. Well. Very different. Very difficult. You know, because you get to watch.
Look at the prices, though. They give you that little money. They give you that little stimulus check when you go to buy the groceries. Look at the prices.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. It's crucial. It is so serious. I mean, but we knew this was coming. We know they're going to go to a one-world currency. The Bible says it's going to be a one-world economic system, and the digital currency is going to be that system. We know that. We know there's going to be a one-world religion. They're headed to that today. And, you know, and they're just slowly doing it and slowly issuing it out so that it doesn't cause controversy. But we know they are. Like you said, the pandemic set a perfect environment to start doing this stuff. Serious, serious business.
And you know, it also trained people to stay in the house.
Yeah, absolutely. 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 Hold on, let me see. Hold on. Now, this is this year, and this is about the digital currency. Check this out.
And or Bitcoin in terms of currency to transact.
Believe it or not, we've sold 17 cars, Bentleys and Rolls, with Bitcoin. Musk is driving so much of this market, it's fascinating.
There's been a lot of news about digital currencies lately. Companies like Tesla, Square, and PayPal have been getting into cryptocurrencies in a big way, with big billion-dollar bets on Bitcoin specifically. Whether all this turns Bitcoin into a viable currency instead of a speculative investment or a store of value remains to be seen. But there's a growing number of governments around the world who aren't going to wait around. The Bank of England is looking into its own digital currency. Sweden's central bank is testing an e-krona, and emerging economies have introduced pilot programs. In 2020, about 60% of the world's 65 central banks surveyed said they're running experiments on CBDC. That's up 18% compared to 2019. Advocates say digital money can make cross-border payments easier, promote financial inclusion, and payment system stability. But there's also a host of serious risks. Surveillance and privacy issues could arise if the central bank is able to monitor every transaction.
You know, it is being implemented across the world. China's experiment is very large scale. When the world arrives in Beijing next winter for the Winter Olympics, they are going to be using the new digital RMB to shop and to stay in hotels and buy meals in restaurants. The world is going to see a functioning CBDC very soon, within the coming year.
A central bank with digital currency.
A central bank digital currency, or CBDC, is a digital form of a country's currency operated by the central bank. Similar to cash, the central bank would issue its digital currency to allow people to make everyday transactions. Big name investors and big name companies are now pouring money into Bitcoin. It's adding mainstream credibility to the famously volatile digital currency. Citibank recently said Bitcoin could become the, quote, currency of choice for global trade. All of this is forcing the Fed to get more serious about the digital dollar. The U.S. also faces pressure from competitors like China, which has been ahead of its own digital currency development.
China is actually very much driving, I think, a lot of the agenda around central bank digital currency. They've been testing their version of a central bank digital currency, the DCEP, which stands for Digital Currency Electronic Payment.
China has been researching how it could create a digital yuan. The country has set up massive pilot testing in major cities in the past. On February 4th, China's central bank also set up a joint venture with SWIFT, the global system for financial messaging and cross-border payments. Many governments, including the UK, Sweden, Hong Kong, Australia, and the US, are all exploring ways digital currency could work. The European Central Bank is working with the European Commission in experiments to consider the benefits of a digital euro. It'll decide whether to launch the digital euro in mid-2021. Sweden, which has one of the lowest usage rates of cash, launched a pilot program for its digital currency known as e-krona in 2019. And in Hong Kong, an experiment using digital currency to settle cross-border transactions between Thailand is being expanded.
In terms of human and institutional engagement, the United States is certainly behind the scale and the scope of what China's doing, what Europe is doing, what Singapore and other individual nations are doing. But, you know, I've never felt that being first or second is what's important here. It's not about being there first, it's about doing it right.
Central bank digital currencies would operate just like the money you see when you check your bank accounts online. The digital dollars would be issued by the central bank and held directly in a citizen's digital wallet. Instead of printing physical money, the central bank would use electronic coins or notes. The digital wallet would be accessible through smartphones. Governments could also decide whether they want its citizens to create a direct account with its central bank or operate the digital currency through existing financial institutions.
It is my understanding that many governments in Europe and also in Canada, they have considered their first option. They really want to feel more like the direct relationship with the person because they have experienced this need during COVID to distribute a lot of funds to people, and they literally they didn't know where they hold accounts, like how to reach them.
China's digital yuan is not based on blockchain, the digital ledger technology underpinning cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. Put simply, blockchain is a permanent record of transactions linked in order or a chain to act as a timeline or ledger. And in Bitcoin's case, it's purposely decentralized.
Now, that's what they're saying. So, I mean, you know, we just going to watch how they move this thing forward because they are definitely talking. This has to happen. This is biblical. It has to happen. You know, and they're going to move it to a digital currency. And then eventually, I don't know how soon, but then they're going to move the apparatus from the phone to your hand. But right now, they're talking about a digital currency. You know, and they were talking about how the coin, there was a shortage of coins and all that kind. Listen, you know, this is exciting because we can look up to y'all and say, you know, thank you. Please come and get us. Please, hurry up. Please come and get
us. Hallelujah.
And also remember they were saying how you don't want to touch that filthy money. It's full of corona. You don't want that.
Yep, absolutely.
Sister Yaina, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So do you all understand what the digital wallet is? It's not a debit card.
No, the closest thing to a digital
wallet is like Google Pay. I think Samsung Pay has one, Apple Pay. These are digital wallets. These are ways that you pay. And the only way you can do that is via your phone. That's
right.
Already in your hand.
Right. Yeah,
I'm just saying. It might be something that you're holding in your hand, not necessarily implanted in the hand. Because
all digital wallets
are going to be going through your phone.
Yeah, my sister uses it all the time. She uses Apple Pay all the time. She does. And all she has to do is tap her phone on the apparatus or whatever, and it directs it.
Yeah, and then like Bitcoin, it operates under, basically you have to use your phone or computer some way in order to transact business. But a lot of people people are talking in the Bitcoin community that now they're questioning whether this Asian guy really created it or was this a prototype created by governments or the central banks that tested all of this. And once all of the different governments get that, they're going to crash Bitcoin. Mm. That's a lot of talk that's going on around the Bitcoin environment. So a lot of things are just kind of like, okay, you know, just sitting back and watching it all unfold. You know it's coming, and it's already here. They're already doing it. By sending us that money, that's all driven by the Federal Reserve.
Right.
That's our central bank. The Federal Reserve is the United States central bank. So all this money they drive into our accounts, they're getting us prepared for it. And I heard you say they're talking about doing something monthly. Yes, it's called universal basic income, where everybody gets a certain payment a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all going to be driven through to these wallets. And I heard somebody else mention that they'll be able to track you. Exactly. Every move you make. And you got to be careful also because, you know, you got people like Bill Gates buying up land. Not just buying up land. He's also now talking about this strange meat or something they're talking about. Don't eat the real meat. I forget what it is. You can look it up. But he's talking about some kind of unnatural meat. And by him owning the land and majority of the land, he can drive. Or at least think he can drive what we eat.
Yeah, they doing it now.
Oh,
they doing it right now.
Yeah, the forever meat or forever burger or forever whatever it is. Beyond, that's what it is. Beyond burgers and beyond. Yes, yeah, beyond me.
Yeah,
it's already the food already don't have no taste to it.
Oh, don't. Well, no. And you're dealing with. Yeah.
I'm trying not to buy. And I'm looking at everything that I buy now. I'm not trying not to. Because we don't know. See, they got GMOs in almost everything. But they don't put it on the package that this is a GMO.
That's true. And they're not required to either.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, these people is cool people on the face of the earth, boy.
Yeah.
And, you know, see, one other thing is, too, is all of this cancer stuff going down and going around, you understand? You know, they created a problem, so now, and they're the only one that got the fix for the problem, you understand? You know, matter of fact, they have not got a fix for cancer. Cancer I can't stand this place, boy. I'm telling you, I'm like you, Sister Ian. I just can't wait till the Almighty decided to get us out of this place. I'm talking about it's sickening, man. We don't know what to eat. You understand? And good goodness, man. Come on. Heartbreaking, man.
And keep in mind, them cicadas coming. So whatever little crop is out there, it's going to be eating them up.
Well,
Lord have mercy. Well, we have enough.
If you can get a little garden, if you can start a little garden.
Yeah. Until you just can't. You know, all these things are just happening. I mean, it's happening because the Most High said it was gonna happen, and we just have to, you know, whatever He tells us to do, we do it. But He said Jacob was gonna be saved out of it. Now that He did say. So
that
we
is
believe.
Correct. I believe it, and I hope everyone on this phone believes that the Almighty is the King in the land of the man.
Mm-hmm.
He rules in the land of the man.
We gotta
understand that, man. We gotta ask the Almighty. We can't change, man. There's nothing to change to. We already experienced this society. You understand? You know, the change should be us going back to the Almighty the way He asked us to.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. All praise be to the Most High Yah. And that's all we can do. We just got to trust. There's nothing else. Nobody else to go to. We, you know, our people are lost in the sauce. They'll do whatever they see other people doing. There's no one else to go to but Yah. You can't do anything. Go to Him. You know?
Yeah. I hallelujah. you know, I have to believe that he's coming soon because I feel like I'm being pushed into a corner.
Yeah.
Right.
With people trying to get me to take that jab, you know, with all the different things going on, I got to put you on mute. Oh.
Okay. You hang in there, sis. It's going to be all right. You know, I've been there. You don't have to do nothing you don't want to do because he'll make a way. You hang in there.
I'm standing firm. I'm standing firm. He's training me on how to not be affected by what people say about me or think about me, you know, because I'm getting all kind of side-eyed looks and, hey, you think whatever you want. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. At my job, you know, I'm just asking him, please, get me out of there.
You hang in there. He going to make a way. Don't get discouraged. You hold on to y'all, and he's going to make a way. Don't care what they look like, because they're going to be looking crazy when they start, when all of them start turning into monsters. They're going to be looking crazy, for real. No, seriously.
I feel the same way. I feel like it's something going to trigger.
Yeah.
That they're going to turn into zombies. I'm telling you. It's something in this. It's something in this that's going to drive them. And I think what they've done is they weakened. Hold on. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We know they done weakened the immunity, the immune system of the people. We know that because people getting sick, as they coming close to death getting sick. They are.
Yeah. But they weakened it because a lot of the people that have taken it recently, piece of cake. And so now they're really pushing. I didn't get any effects, and I had both because I think they weakened it. But I promise you they're going to come up and start saying you're going to have to take it more regularly. It ain't going to be every year. It's going to be every 6 months, every 3 months. This is slowly turning you into something you can't turn back from.
No.
And they're going to take away your will to say no. I believe that's what they mean by zombies. I don't think they're physically going to turn into a zombie. I think it's their mind. They're going to take away their will to be able to resist anything wrong that they know is wrong that they shouldn't do. And any impulse they send to them, they're not going to be able to fight it off.
You know what came to my spirit? I don't know if you all remember this. It was a few years back, and it might even be more than a few now. But there was a black guy in Atlanta who worked for the CDC.
I remember
and
that.
And all of a sudden, I just feel in my spirit this has something to do with what went down last year.
And
maybe
he
was exposed to something and said, no, I can't do it. And they said he never would leave his dog. He left a strange message with the neighbor. I just feel like she saw this and didn't want to be a part of it. We have to be very careful about who we linking up with because they got some money or offering you money.
The One World Government has said years ago, that they want to get rid of 80% of the population of the earth. And they've been working on that, man. You understand the Ebola the crisis. You understand, and a number of other crises that was made in the lab, try to eliminate most of the people in Africa and a lot of it's just a mess, man. And so I'm praying that the Almighty, he's not going to let us go too much farther with this nonsense here, man.
He got us. He ain't going to let it happen. You know, we just got to keep on praying, and you just never know, you know, what people have been witness to or privy to. You just never know. You never know. You just don't know. You can't say, one way or the other. But, you know, one thing about Yah, he said Jacob would be saved out of it. He did say that in his words.
That is correct, and I believe it with all my heart and soul.
Me too. I'm serious. That's all we got. We don't have nothing else, you know. You got to think about it. Ain't nobody else to go to. There's nobody else to run to. Nobody else has the answers. We have to bend our knee and trust in Yah. That's all we have.
Absolutely.
See? Ain't nothing else. And that's what we got to get our families, our family, our outside families to see. There's nothing else to trust in but Yah.
That is correct.
Ain't nothing else. You know, so it's going to be a very interesting time, but nevertheless, we hold on and we keep doing what we're doing and we move on out when he say move out. And I think it's going to be at a time where everybody's going to be ready to go somewhere like, I ain't going to be able to do this. And you know what? Some people going to stay behind because they're going to entice them with that money. But like I tell my family, whenever y'all send the boats, get on the boats.
Yep.
Because that word don't lie. And this thing is coming to pass just like it said it would.
Yep. It sure is unraveling in a lot of areas. You understand? I was just thinking, we have got all of these crises going on, floods and earthquakes and et cetera. You understand? Where all these people at, man? Where they going? You understand? They wandering around?
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand? Tornadoes came and tore up a lot of places, man. You understand? And so those people that are destitute now. But where are they at? Where they roaming around? You understand? A lot of people ain't got no home to go to.
Brother Donnie, you should have seen them people being washed away with the flood in Tennessee. They was actually floating down the street past people's cars. Past the school buses. It was terrible. I've never seen anything like that. Just to not drown in their car.
Yeah.
It was terrible. It's like, Lord, have mercy. You know what else? Jeez. Like, man, I've never seen that before in my life. It was so much water. Water was washing people. They said a police officer's car was overtaken by the flood. He had to get out of the car and hang on to a tree until somebody came and saved him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a
your
lot
heart
going
tell
on.
For what your eyes see.
That
oh,
is
Lord, mercy, mercy, mercy. I'm like, look at these people being washed away like nothing. Woo. So, I mean, you know, we can just continue to pray. We pray for, you know, everybody and the things that's going on, and we try to stay close to Yah because that's all we have because we cannot rely on man. There's no way man can't do this. This is something Yah has to do. I'm sorry.
That is correct.
I'm sorry. I mean, for real. So this is the end of our show. Go ahead, sis. You was going to say something?
No, I was just going to say, man, no sense in being, you can't be sorry, man, you understand? Just do what the Almighty had told us to do, man. Come back to him, you understand, in the land of our captivities. Bethink ourselves in the land of our captivity, you understand, and come back to the Almighty with all your heart and all your soul. That's all we got, man. We ain't got nothing else, man, you understand? And it could not have happened. You understand, early on in this slave trade, you understand, this had to go all the way out to the 400 years is over. That's what it had to do. You understand? Hallelujah. Yeah.
And the thing is, look, if you lose a job like that young man did, don't do nothing crazy. Just go find another one. You know, we got to learn how to.
Speaking of losing a job, my son had lost his job, my baby boy, my middle boy. You understand? And he's a computer IT person. And so he stumbled around. I mean, he's not one to get in no trouble. You understand? Mm-hmm. He looked for a job. He got an ideal job working from his home. And they set him up with a couple of computers, you understand, and everything, mm-hmm. you understand, that he need to do the job. And, you know, so, you understand, have faith and trust in the Almighty because he's going to take care of us, man. You understand what I'm saying? For all those that have that faith and trust in Yah.
Hallelujah.
And guess what? And the ones who don't, and you know, like the young man that did the Capitol drive-through and killed the police officer, don't ever let life get to the point where it's that bad. Turn and ask Yah to help you. And trust in him, and he'll open the door. You have to still go looking for a job. It's not going to fall in your lap. It's not going. You have to put a resume in, and you have to keep looking. But there, don't ever resort to those things because you're frustrated, because that's not the answer.
Absolutely.
We got to lean on Yah. That's where our help comes from.
Our help comes from Yah, who made the heavens and the earth.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they were saying, you know, that young man was not a bad person. He just had some issues in dealing with the stresses of life, and he just gave up, and you cannot give up. You cannot do that. It's just something you cannot do. You have to keep trying over and over again. If you get knocked down, you got to stay. You got to get up. You might have to start at the bottom, but the Most High will bring you up. He'll bring you through. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not just talking. He'll bring you through a little bit at a time. You just
Absolutely. Do
you have what you always had or what you used to have? Maybe not. But guess what? He will make a way for you to be able to do what you need to do. You just got to trust him.
Yeah, he did it for me. He done brought
me too.
Back. You understand? You know, I mean, I'm still alive. You understand? You know, and I'm thankful. I'm truly, truly thankful to the Almighty that he seen something to me to keep me here. Hallelujah.
Too. I mean, I was just telling everybody in my family, I said, I lost everything. When I tell you everything, I mean everything. I was worth $1 million at one time, and it may not be a lot to some people, but to me it was a lot. I owned 3 houses. I lost everything in 2008, everything, and I was homeless. I had to start all over again. Yes, my family helped me, and yes, I was able to stay with a few people until I got on my feet, my children. You know, Malcolm was there to help me, but guess what? Little bit by little bit, the Most High has restored most of the things that I have lost, and he has blessed me. I remember moving into this apartment. I didn't have anything but a table, some chairs, and a bed to sleep in. I didn't even have a computer. I was watching whatever I wanted to watch on my laptop computer. I didn't have anything. But today, to look at me right now, he has blessed me a little bit at a time. You just trust him. He'll make a way. He will.
That's correct.
He'll make a way. And guess what, Brother Donnell? I'm just as happy.
I told you. I told
you.
You
know, I had all that stuff, but I can honestly say that I am just as happy as I could be. This little place, this little spot I have is my spot, and I love it. I'm content.
You know, I was living pretty high. You understand? Then he broke me down. You understand? I'm talking about I was living in a brand new house, TV in every room, new furniture in every room, a 2-car garage. You understand? A sub basement where I had a little gym going for me, but you could cut the tension in there with a butter knife.
Yeah.
And now he's moved me into a one-bedroom apartment. I've never been more happier in this little place that I got than ever that I would have in that 5-bedroom apartment house. 5-bedroom house, 4.5
yeah.
baths.
Yeah. And you know what he told me? He said, just trust me. Can you trust me? Because if you can trust me, I'll show you what I can do. And
absolutely.
I'm talking about the peace of mind that he has for me. You know, the peace
yeah.
of mind that I have today.
That means a lot. Believe me,
yes,
that peace of mind means a lot. You understand?
Yes,
you know, because that could drive you crazy in itself when you want everything and you don't see no way where you can get it.
A way you can get it. No. Hold on. Area code 903, your mic is open. You're on the air. Shalom. 903.
Hello. Okay, Sister Yaina, I enjoyed your program, and I wanted to ask you, is this the lady who had the recipe for the vodka?
Yes, yes.
To make vanilla flavor?
Yes.
Yes.
Could you give her the recipe real quick?
Yes, please.
Okay. Go get you some 80-proof vodka. It's pretty cheap. Get the don't get any fancy name brand. Just get the because the 80-proof, it works faster. Get your 80-proof vodka. Get you a glass jar. Save one of your old mayonnaise jars or pickle jars. Clean it out real good. Go online. I generally go to eBay because I've been banned from them for years. But you want a whole vanilla bean. And they've gone up in price, but it's worth every bit of it. Now, once you get your vanilla bean, lay it flat. Take you a knife. Go from the top of it, cut it in half from the top of it down to the bottom. Take your knife, scrape out the inside. That's the seed. You're not going to throw away anything. Put that inside whatever jar that you're going to put your vodka in. Chop up your vanilla bean. I generally cut mine in 3 pieces, or if the bottle is real big, you could just drop them in there whole. Pour your vodka in it. Make sure it's covered. Put your lid on it. Now, you're going to shake it every day for like a week. If you got a dark sock, I used to use aluminum foil, but I got to using too much aluminum foil. But you need to put it inside something. It has to stay dark for it to work. So I just had an old black tube sock. Put your jar inside that or something dark. Put it where you can see it for the first week so you won't forget to do it, and then shake it up for that whole week. After that week, then you can put it aside. Don't use it for, say, try to hold off. I held off the first time for 6 weeks, but you can see it'll start getting darker and darker. And that's all you have to do. And if you have a friend that don't take alcohol, use organic food grade vegetable glycerin instead of the vodka. It's going to take longer to work, but if you don't consume alcohol, use that instead.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, everybody. We got to call it quits. We got 3 minutes. Don't forget, we're going to be on here every Tuesday. We got the men's call. We got the women's call. And we'll be here Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think what's the men's call number, Brother Donia? 720-820-1215. 720-820-1215 is the men's call every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. And then the women's call is 712-770-4066. And the access code is 154102#. 154102#. You know you can pull these Blog Talk Radio shows up on the internet. All you have to do is put Yehuda Project and put today's date, and it'll come up, and put Blog Talk Radio show, and it'll pop up, and you can hear it over and over again for the lady who might need some more information for the recipe. And on that note, I want everybody to have a wonderful rest of your week. We will see you next week for our Old Testament reading, which is on Wednesday night, and our Bible reading on Thursday night. We look forward to everyone. You guys have a wonderful evening, and shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.